back, the Jets experience here on a Thursday evening. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It has gone final in Miami, 107-86. The final, the Spurs now up 3-1 on the Miami Heat, who dropped both of their home games in romps. Stanley Cup Finals, NBA Finals. Right now, both sitting 3-1 and looking like they're going to be done, as both teams have a chance, the Kings and the Spurs, to go back home and wrap things up. We'll talk more about that coming up a little bit later on in the show. But let's be joined now by our good friend, guy that we always talk to on Wednesdays, Wireless Wednesday. We'll call it a Tech Thursday with Rick Lindberg here on 92.9 The Game of the WaitForIt.com hotline. Rick, how you doing?
Doing well, Mitch. I spent all day watching the U.S. Open golf coverage looking for you on there ever since you had that big golf trophy earlier this week. I was looking for you, but I didn't see you.
No, I was actually laid up in bed watching the U.S. Open in the comfort of my darkened bedroom.
I thought that third place finish would have given you an automatic spot in the U.S. Open at Pinehurst.
Yeah, you know what? I certainly felt good about that third place finish at the Mike Smith Hacks and Jocks tournament at the River Club. But yeah, thanks for making a note of that. I do appreciate that. Rick Lippert, of course, is an Atlanta-based Yahoo News and sports contributor, and he covers sports technology on a national level, writes a daily tech column for Examiner.com, featured weekly on CBS Atlanta. You can always follow Rick on Twitter. We recommend that you follow Rick on Twitter, at Rick Roswell, and everything that we talk about in this segment will be noted on his website, which you can find. Oh, look at this. I'm trying to do something here on my cell phone, Rick, and it screws up. What a shock. RickLippert.info. Yeah, all right. Craig Carlos, you can see that. That was the music was kind of confusing me. I can only focus on one thing at a time. If you haven't figured that out yet, I don't know what you're doing.
I know that.
Yes, I know you know that. Rick, let's talk about gadgets that we see on TV, as seen on TV gadgets, and the marketing of these products and whether or not they really work. And can you go wrong with a Rocky Mountain knife?
I don't know. I'm ever since the days of those Ginston commercials, I've always been leery about buying a knife off of what you see on television. Does it, can it cut through a wire or a pipe and then cut a tomato? I don't know if it can.
That always amazed me.
It always amazes me too. And if you buy one, they'll throw out another one for free.
Yeah, you just got to pay the shipping and handling.
Yeah, the Rocky Mountain knife is the current knife that those ads seen on TV. All those products that are kind of wacky and they offer for cheap prices on TV. And I haven't tried this one yet, but it actually looks like a pretty sturdy little sharp knife. So I want to try it. I might ante up to $14.99 and give it a try.
Well, of course, Crocodile Dundee would say, that's not a knife. This is a knife. Yeah. What about the blaster brush, which blasts away dirt and grime? You hook it up to your hose. Does it really work? Because I bought something like that, but without a brush, and it really doesn't do much better than, when I put the regular nozzle on my hose.
Well, I think we use that Swiffer thing at our home, and this is maybe like a Swiffer on steroids, since it's got the water flowing through it. And I can see a use for this. Take a look at the picture. It looks like a pretty good brush, and sometimes you need a little water or a little liquid flowing to get those stains off the wood floor. We have a lot of wood floors in our place, so I would give this one a try.
So you would use the blaster brush on your wood floors?
I think so. I think that's what it's for. I mean, or for car washing.
Right. I mean, so. I would look to use that on the side of my house or on my, on the concrete maybe.
Okay.
To see if I would.
I was looking at it wrong. I mean, I guess you could use it on the floors or to get stains out of something. But
right.
I guess for a car wash, that maybe that's a little better use for it.
Rick Lippert, Wireless Wednesday, turning into a Tech Thursday here on the Experience on 92.9 The Game. We're talking about as seen on TV gadgets. Since we were talking about the blaster brush, I do want to kind of follow that up with the this new hose, the Pocket Hose Ultra, which it shrinks and expands, and you know, so it's easy to put away.
This is the one product that gets a lot of infomercial time on TV if you're up in the middle of the night or up late. And it's, you know, a little hose that folds up to almost the size of like a Coke can. But then it expands out to a 25 or 50-foot hose that you use in your yard. So it's a hose that will not take up much space. And it's at a pretty good price point, $12.99. I've seen different reviews on this. I think it's about 3-to-1 reviews. People say it really doesn't work that well compared to maybe one person will say it does work. So maybe this is the case where you just get what you pay for.
Rick Lippert with us on the waitfor.com hotline here on 92.9 The Game, talking about as seen on TV gadgets. What about the Grill Daddy Heat Shield? It's a barbecue toolkit for $19.95. Is it worth it?
I think so. I have lots of problems when I'm grilling. I've had problems where my eyebrows have been sheared by flames shooting up.
Stop it. You're saying that for effect.
Long story from a long time ago. I'll tell you it someday.
Okay.
But, you know, the heat comes off the grill and the flames, you got to be careful when you're cooking your meat. And this has the little shields on the tongs that you use on the grill. And it's maybe if it keeps your hand from getting a burn on it, mm-hmm. I think the $19.95 is worth it.
Now, something that I see on TV a lot, and I've seen it recently a lot, is the Flex Seal, where it stops leaks fast. The guy is like punching holes through the bottom of a boat, and then he fills it up with this Flex Seal. Is this legit?
I'm not going in any boat that's being held together by Flex Seal. But I could see, you know, I could see maybe a temporary holding of a pipe until a plumber gets there, or, you know, a temporary seal of some sort. Would you use this, Mitch? This is the one I wanted to ask you about, being the in-home fix-it guy.
That's me. Well, I don't do plumbing. I actually do call out for a plumber, because pipes and water, I'm not taking a chance. But, I mean, it looks really interesting to me because, look, they then submerge the boat back in the water, and the guy's rowing away. It's not like he's sinking, which would be better effect, by the way, if he just sank.
Well, you can't have it sinking. I would like to see him sailing off into the sunset. That would be a good ending of that commercial.
Yeah. He did. I mean, that's amazing to see something like that. All right, we'll wrap it up, Rick, It's a pasta maker, but it's actually not for pasta. It's for vegetables, and it's called Vegetti.
Yeah, this is a $15 product. This is a big health trend now. People make pasta noodles out of, you know, squash or zucchini, vegetables. They'll put it through this, and it'll form little noodles. And then you put your spaghetti sauce on there. It's supposed to be healthier. I like noodles. The regular spaghetti or angel hair pasta type noodles, but I can see, you know, a health conscious person maybe making some use out of this. I hope it works. It looks pretty cool.
Okay.
And now, Wireless Wednesday, App of the Week. App of the Week.
What you got for us this week, Rick Lippert?
This one's going to take you back to your childhood, Mitch. Tops. When you hear the word tops, what do you think of?
Well, two things. I think of, you know, tops that you spin, but more so baseball cards.
Yep. I don't know. I guess baseball cards are still around, but they're around in virtual form with the new Tops Bunt free app that's out there where you collect baseball cards right online now, right through your tablet or your phone, and then you use the cards that you have to play fantasy baseball. So it's using the real stats and real-time home runs, RBIs, mm-hmm. and pitching stats that the players are currently accumulating, they form a game that you play now right in this app with it through Tops.
Oh, that's pretty interesting. Hey, Rick, I got a text. Someone texted in OxyClean. We didn't talk about that. Does OxyClean work?
I've never tried it. I always wanted to. The commercials are, I mean, mind-boggling.
Yes.
I can't stop watching them. But I would think it works in some way, shape, or form. I don't know how well, but a lot of people buy it.
Yeah, Bo Johnson texted in on our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, and he says, Flex Seal works. Not sure about on that boat, though.
Okay.
Right, so.
A boat is a little different than fixing a little piece of something around the home.
He's Rick Lippert. You can follow him on Twitter, @RickRoswell.